This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Jammu and Kashmir, a voter turnout of over 56% was recorded up to 3 p.m. in the third and last phase of assembly polls today. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that long queues of enthusiastic voters are seen waiting for their turn to exercise their right to franchise. The voting began at 7 a.m. at all the 5,060 polling stations across 40 assembly segments of the seven districts amid tight security. These districts are Jammu, Kathua, Samban, Udhampur in Jammu region and Kupwara, Baramula and Bandipora in the Kashmir Valley. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for the party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address an election rally today at Gatpuri Toll Plaza in Palwal district near Faridabad. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Jamaican counterpart, Dr. Andrew Holness, in New Delhi today. After the talks, India-Jamaica exchanged memorandum of understanding in the fields of digital infrastructure, cultural exchange and cooperation in the area of sports. In a joint press statement later, Prime Minister Modi expressed confidence that Jamaican Prime Minister's visit will give new energy to bilateral relations as well as engagement with the entire Caribbean region. The Prime Minister said trade and investment between India and Jamaica are growing. He said India has always been a reliable and committed development partner in Jamaica's development journey. He further stated that India is ready to share its experience with Jamaica in areas such as digital public infrastructure, small-scale industries, biofuel, innovation, health, education and agriculture. Speaking about organized crime, drug trafficking and terrorism, the Prime Minister said that these are the common challenges and both sides have agreed to face these challenges together. Mr. Modi said both sides will continue their efforts to ensure global peace and stability. In his address, Prime Minister of Jamaica said for almost two centuries now, Indians have made their mark in Jamaica, contributing to the development of Jamaica in various spheres. Dr. Holness arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day official visit to India. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the country has moved to a self-reliance in the defence sector and is now counted among defence exporters in the world. The Defence Minister was addressing the 277th Annual Day of Defence Accounts Department in New Delhi. India's total estimated employment in manufacturing industries showed a robust growth of 7.4% in the fiscal 2022-23 over the previous year. According to the latest data by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the employment rose to 1.84 crore in 2022-23 from 1.72 crore in 2021-22, highest ever increase in the sector in more than a decade. The top five states employing highest number of persons in the sector were Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today conducted an aerial survey of the flood-affected areas of the state. After taking stock of the situation, Mr. Kumar held a meeting with officials and directed them to intensify the relief work and other basic amenities. In cricket, India have clean sweep the two-match test series against Bangladesh. The hosts defeated the visitors with 7 wickets in the second test match in Kanpur this afternoon. Chasing a target of 95 runs, the hosts overhauled the score, posting 98 runs in the second innings on the last day of the second test. Earlier, the visitors were bundled out for 146 runs, taking a lead of 94 runs after resuming the play at the overnight score of 26-4-2. India's Parth Rakesh Mane won a double gold in the 10-meter air rifle and the men's team events in the ongoing International Shooting Sport Federation ISSF Junior World Championship at Lima in Peru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.